Hey, it's your sister Melissa Wade in the water. And you know, I've been hanging out with Stars all day today. And I told y'all he'd be hanging out with me in the 2 o'clock hour. Nobody else than my brother, Pajam Man J Moss. How are you?
But I'm your favorite, right?
Yes,
I'm your favorite. Yes. I heard you rolling with Dietrich and everybody. I'm like, no, it's going to get shut down
the
when
Detroit
I hit the mic.
You guys are in the house here at the light today.
Yes.
So, how you been doing?
Doing wonderful. Good to see you. You look great.
Hey, so do you.
You don't look a day older.
Oh, I thank
not one.
You.
Not one
I
day.
Might just keep him here in the studio,
yes,
huh, guys?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I know we haven't hung out since what? What was one of our first Lamplighter Awards?
Goodness, yeah.
You
we
came out in that white
that
suit.
Mic.
I'm like, the girls are like, who is that? But you're still doing your thing.
Yes, ma'am.
You're still producing music and writing music, and you've got some new stuff out. Tell us about it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, a lot of great things coming up. I'm actually here with my team, Two Pajamas, in the room. Paul PDA
Hey,
Allen.
Guys.
Yeah, they're in the room. And we just inked our label. So yeah, the label deal is done. It's called PMG Gospel.
Yeah.
And
brand new label, huh?
Yes, yes, yes. We linked up with Central South. And it's just a great, great, great time to be a part of the Pajam family. You
Sounds
know, got
good.
A lot of great things lined up for the upcoming, at least the next 2 years. So it's going to be action-packed.
Now, you said that. Now, you know everybody's saying, oh, so how do I get on their label? How do I try for their label?
That's why I said the next 2 years, we're full.
Y'all can look them up on Pajam.
We'll call you. Don't call us.
Pajam.com or org.
Right. Pajam.don'tcallus.com.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Right.
So, all right, you got the label. So now what are you working on musically yourself?
I'm going to let your audience be surprised, but it is going to just really, really, really touch the hearts of so many people. We've tested it, you know, at home and with a couple of our friends
well,
in the
you
industry.
Haven't given
and
it just, to us to
oh,
test.
Oh, yeah. You got
get it.
It. Oh, it's in our pocket.
Oh, okay.
That's why I say I want them to be surprised. Mm. So I don't want to give it away too much.
Okay, all right.
You know, but yeah, it's just a lot of great things. Of course, I'm on the label. We're going to lead off with me. And then, of course, 2103, our group, is going to follow me. And then, we got one more surprise towards the end of the year, and then we're going to go into 2015 with new artists.
Sounds fantastic.
So we got it all planned out.
Got it planned out. Tell us a little bit about this. You know, Jerry kind of turned me on to it. This video that you did, you remade or, I don't know, kind of covered Pharrell's
talking
Happy.
About, yeah. And we were just having fun. You know, my man PDA came to me one day, and he was just like, yo, you know, you should remix this song because he knew I liked it so much. And I was just like, okay, why not? You know, God wasn't talking that night, so I was just in the studio looking at the walls. And we got together, man, and about an hour and a half later, we had this minute and 41 seconds of a remake, you know. And we put it out there. We posted it on, I don't know what PDA posted it on, but it went viral immediately. And DJs and everybody were just calling like, yo, can we play it? Can we play it? Will we get in trouble here? I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. You know, it's just a,
you
it was
are
just
so
a, you know,
talented,
brain
though.
Release in the studio. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, big ups to Pharrell. I mean, he already wrote a monster of a song. It just makes everybody feel warm and fuzzy. So we just played with it a little bit.
But, you know, you are so talented. You know, I remember talking to you, interviewing you one time, and I believe Kiara was there, and y'all were working on a project together.
Right,
and, I mean, you've written for so many different people and produced so many. I mean, you
I
know,
got
give
stories
us,
for days.
What kind of stories? Come on, give us a story that
I wish I could. You know, when I get old, see now, I'm going to write a book where, you know, you don't care about what people write. Yeah. And you're just responsible.
Tell them about you and Karen arguing in the studio every time. You're in the studio with Karen Clark Shearer.
We want to hear that, yeah.
Tell them about how you guys fight over runs. Tell them the truth, Jay. Tell us, Jay.
Y'all should see PDA breathing on my ear right now. He's so close to the mic. It's funny.
Tell us.
I mean, we would have so many. I mean, we're family. We're like brother and sister anyway, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a few times that Paul and Walt had to stand between me and Karen because we were just, we were at each other's throats. Because, I mean, I was there to push her. You know, I'm a producer. That's what a producer does, you know. And I'm, you know, PDA was there. You know, we have to sometimes, you know, they say good cop, bad cop.
Right.
Well, good producer, bad producer. You know, since they were my family, you know, I'd be the one that was digging into them. And PDA would be like, you know, baby, it's going to be all right kind of thing. So it balanced out well. Oh, but we would go at it.
He said, baby.
We're going to edit that part out. But yeah, you know, we had those times. And one time she was in there and you know, the studio's dark. So we're in the control room. Then all of a sudden, you know, the track's playing, she's singing, and all of a sudden it goes blank. And so me and PDA look at each other like, what happened? Did she just stop singing? Maybe she wants to stop the track. So we hit the stop button, turn the lights up, she gone. She in her car gone.
Are you serious? Up the street,
she's gone. In the middle of the take, gone.
Because of you.
Because of me.
You made her mad.
She said, you come in here, do it. Then. Gone. I mean, we would have sparring sessions like that. Yeah.
Maybe so that's our next reality TV show, huh?
That's what they should have did it on. You know, the Shears is all right, but they should have did it on some real stuff.
Jay, I always have such a great time hanging out with you.
Thank you.
You know, you've got this music coming up. You've got your new surprise, and we're going to wait for that.
You're going to have it.
All right.
First.
I want it first,
yes,
okay?
Yes.
What else is happening? And, you know, everybody's looking and saying, hey, here he is. Hadn't heard from him in a while, so we want to know how to follow you.
Oh, man. You can follow me online. It's Inside Jay Moss. That's my brand. It's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. Just look for Inside Jay Moss, all one word, and you can find me there. But a lot of great things are happening. I mean, I've been ordained now. I'm pastor at my church, and
congratulations,
they call me Pastor Jay. So it's a lot of things.
I didn't know that. So
So we're doing that. Of course, pajamas in full fledged, and a lot of the boot camp stuff that we're doing. I got two or three foundations that I'm working on right now, getting those up and off the ground. So gonna hear a lot of stuff about your boy Jay. It's really coming.
So you know, a lot of people just said, "Oh, I can get him to come to my church and preach." So that same information.
Did that just happen?
Okay.
Did that just happen
just
now?
Happened just like that. That's the first thing that came to my mind. You got ordained.
So that's fun. That's fun. I mean, I'm under a great bishop. His name is Robert Earl Joyce in Detroit. And I mean, everybody was there. PDA, Walter, Jam Fam was there. My mom, sisters and brothers. I mean, it was just, he did it on the spot. He didn't make an announcement. It was a surprise ordaining, if you will. I mean, he just did it on the spot. So it's been great so far.
Fantastic. And just to kind of go back, I want everybody to know, Kieran and Jay were arguing because they are first cousins. Okay?
We are first. We're more like brother and sister, but
more
we
like
are real blood.
Real blood.
Now, Dorinda, she comes in the studio and she's prepared. You know, she rehearses. She does her homework. She's total opposite of that. Karen.
Jay saying it, not me.
Karen's got issues. Jeez.
Jay, we love you.
Thank you.
We continue to support you, and we look forward to that surprise and so much more.
Absolutely. And the next time I come, I'll tell you about the Patti LaBelle experience.
Definitely. I'll be waiting for
you. Okay. You got a late night segment? We probably won't be able to do this midday.
No.
This one's got to be late night.
No late night. You might want. Okay. You're going to have to call James.
I'll email you this one.
Okay.
Because it's, quiet storm kind of stuff.
Jay Moss in the studio with me having too much fun. Thank you so very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bless
and,
you.
You know, just continue to do what you do.
Amen. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, and thanks for all of your support.
You're welcome.